Hello, this is Michael Meehan. I'm the editor at SearchWebServices.com, sister site to TheServerSide.com, and I'm speaking today with Mark Richard, senior IT architect at IBM and author of Java Transaction Design Strategies. He'll be giving a presentation called The Enterprise Service Bus, Do We Really Need It?, at the upcoming Server-Side Java Symposium on March 21st through 23rd at the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas. Good day, Mark. How are you?
Hi, good.
And, well, let's just dive right into it. Going to ask you a few questions about the Enterprise Service Bus. The first one is, what is the Enterprise Service Bus? What should an Enterprise Service Bus do from a functional standpoint? There's a lot of hype out there, and I think some people are confused because if you look at Enterprise Service Buses, no two quite look alike. So I'd like to find out from you what you think an Enterprise Service Bus is and what a developer should be looking to get out of an Enterprise Service Bus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I've given several talks on Enterprise Service Bus, specifically on that exact question. And I guess, fortunately, and I'll say fortunately, there is no industry agreed upon definition of actually what an Enterprise Service Bus is. I mean, some of the definitions are a architecture component. Others include a hardware appliance, actually. We know it a lot as a software product. And it could also be, and I also consider it, an architecture pattern. So it means different things to different people, unfortunately. And the software product space actually becomes even more confusing because all of a sudden we look at definitions, whether on the web or through brochures or through talks with vendors. And all of a sudden we get things out about workflow and BPEL servers and application server extensions and business service reuse. And all of a sudden we get inundated with buzzwords. So it is extremely confusing of actually what it is. And a large portion actually of my talk at the Server-Side Java Symposium goes about trying to define it. Previous talks that I've had have defined an ESB not through a definition, but rather through the capabilities that an ESB should provide. And I'll get to those at the second part of your question in a little bit. But if we look at an ESB, it's hard to divorce an ESB from the SOA type buzzword and context. But really, essentially, an ESB is simply an implementation of the SOA execution context. In other words, SOA, we have a client, which is the consumer, and a service, which is the provider. And we need to connect those two. And we want that to be as simple as possible and as quick and lightweight as possible. And that's really where the ESB kind of fits in from a definition standpoint. Now you asked last part of the question about kind of, you know, what should be contained. I'll get that in a little bit. But there is, I agree with you, Michael, there's quite a bit of hype in the industry. Portion of my talk is actually devoted to some ESB decision criteria. In other words, when should we use an ESB and when shouldn't we use an ESB? And there's some good cases that we should use them. For example, let me throw out a good use of the ESB, for instance, is when we have shared services across multiple client applications. I mean, that's a typical SOA scenario where an ESB proves very good. A poor use, for instance, would be a single siloed application with some dedicated services to it. There's, you know, kind of a lot of the capabilities are kind of misused and lost with that. But I do hear and get a lot of questions from clients and colleagues regarding Enterprise Service Bus. And I address these actually in the session. Some of the more interesting ones. One I hear is, when should I consider using an ESB? Kind of related to what I just said. What are some of the benefits I can expect to gain? What does an ESB do? That's the most popular one. One I really love, which I base a lot of talks on, is whether an ESB is really required for implementing SOA. I love that question because I love the answer to it.
Actually, what is the answer to that?
Is an ESB required for implementing SOA? It's a trick question, actually. And it goes back to your original question, Michael, which is, what is an Enterprise Service Bus? So an ESB as a product, is that absolutely necessary to implement SOA? And the answer is, of course, no. We could use a hardware appliance, we can use a software product, we can use a pattern, but the point is, it's not the product or the tangible piece that we're installing, but rather, when we implement SOA, there are certain capabilities that do have to exist. For other words, routing. message enhancement, message transformation, protocol transformation, these sort of things. And I will tell you, these do have to be somewhere in an SOA implementation. So whether they're handled by a client, hopefully not, whether they're handled by services, hopefully not, or some sort of middleware, it's actually a trick question. So is an ESB required? Well, the capabilities are required for implementing SOA. So it's kind of an interesting question. But another favorite one of mine is, what are the alternatives to using an ESB? I get this a lot from clients. They shy away from the hype and the cost of an enterprise service bus. And the question is, well, what are some of the alternatives to using an ESB? And rather than list those in those podcasts, I would encourage you to attend the Enterprise Service Bus session that I'm giving and find out what some of the alternatives are, because I actually discussed some of those at the beginning of the session.
Good point. We're not trying to give away the whole session
here. That's right.
And just curious, can you list some functionality you don't want in an Enterprise Service Bus? And a lot of people throw, not just a side of bacon in there, but, some snout and some hooves and the whole, whole pig practically. So I'm curious as to what you think should stay out of the Enterprise Service Bus.
Sure. I listed some of the capabilities in the SOA, which obviously should be, which is, of course, the core capabilities of message enhancement, transformation, protocol transformation, service lookup, and some security. Let me digress a little bit in answering that question and say, one of my favorite object-oriented methodologies back in the early 90s happened to be methodology CRC. And out of that, they did a lot of personification, and there were CSC cards or CRC cards. But essentially, the thing I liked so much about that object-oriented methodology, and the thing I continue in my architecture practice, is of course the role and responsibility model, which I feel is one of the strongest models we can have in design and architecture. So when looking at the role of what this component, I'll even call it an architecture component, should do, it should do all of those things I just listed. However, a couple of things it shouldn't do, besides wash dishes, is process choreography is one that immediately comes to mind. A lot of this, and you know what, I'm going to draw a similarity here, Michael, and talk about Java. We know about the Java language, but the Java language has evolved into the Java platform. Okay, we no longer speak of Java as just a simple programming language. When we talk about Java, we talk about J2EE, we talk about the whole APIs within the platform itself. And I'm going to draw an analogy between that and the Enterprise Service Bus. The Enterprise Service Bus is a component, should be fast, it should be lightweight, it should really be a messaging middleware bus. But we start adding fluff to it. And that fluff is sometimes necessary, which I'll include process choreography in, sometimes even service orchestration, although I've done that within a service bus and outside of a service bus. So I think in a simple answer to that question, process choreography, I think, should be out of an enterprise service bus as a component, but as a platform, it's usually combined in it. So it's kind of a convoluted answer, but I love the similarity there, because when we talk about an ESB again and we go to the definition, is this just a messaging component that is lightweight, very fast and simple, or is it very heavyweight, involving a lot of application servers and process choreography and BPEL?
And let me take a stab in the dark here. It sounds like you think there probably is some space out there to use a lightweight, fast, simple messaging bus.
Absolutely. Fortunately, most of the vendors do provide packages, of course, offerings, I will say. But the fortunate thing is those offerings usually comprise multiple products. In other words, process choreography, rules engine, service registries, and a messaging middleware bus. And yes, all four of those, and that's what I mean about the platform, the ESB platform, as opposed to the ESB as a lightweight messaging component to really route messages and do enhancement and transformation.
Well, excellent. Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate you taking the time today.
Sure. Thank you.